he arrived and he was certainly larger than life. He got here and he had got himself an apartment in Summerland. You know that it's on University Crescent. It's two apartment blocks joined with a kind of canopy so that it opens up and it's like summer all year round. So he had got himself a suite there, and his wife was supposed to be coming to join him. So he didn't want to buy too much furniture right away until she arrived. So he rented a big Lazy Boy armchair and a television set. Somebody loaned him a mattress, which he put on the floor. He took down the chandelier and put a single light bulb in it and borrowed a card table and a chair that was with the card table and set up his typewriter, and this was where he was to work. He got himself, again, he borrowed a coffee maker, which he used to boil things in. And so when he first came, I mean, he was really wanting to meet people. Well, the first thing that happened was that his wife informed him that she was not coming after all, that she was going to, I think it was Bermuda, to do photography, and that she wouldn't be coming. And she said she might see him at Christmas. And in fact, she did. He did go and see her at Christmas, but she still wouldn't come. So he came back here again. But when he was here, he was a kind of legendary figure, because he would invite people over. He'd invite you over, and he had he would serve people. He didn't have any glasses, but he had cans of beans, which he heated up in his coffee maker, and he cut the lids off them and served. Those were the glasses with which he served people drinks. And he had only two kinds of alcohol in the place: dark black Karuba rum and very cheap brandy. And he bought a case of oysters and a huge case of cheap cigars that came in cellophane wrapping saying "it's a boy" on it. And so if you went to see him, you were invited in, you were given your own little can of oysters, you were given a drink of I don't know, you had your choice, Karuba rum or brandy, but if you brought your own mix, you could have it mixed, otherwise you had to drink it straight. And he had got involved with the community. He was big into playing pool and challenging various people to play pool. He was not a bad pool player, but he wasn't actually a good pool player either. But he loved to go out to a bar and sit and drink all night long and play pool.